and Taylor Dedich. Come on up and tell us what God has done for you.
Okay. Hello, my name is Taylor Dedich. I am 13 years old, and I have been taught about God's word for as long as I can remember. I thought I was saved when I was around 10 years old, and I really wanted to take communion, but my mom wanted me to wait until she saw fruit in my life, and I was baptized. I did not want to be baptized because I did not like the idea of getting up in front of a whole group of other Christians and talking about my sins. I struggled a lot with my fear of man. Another sin I now recognize is my anxiety. I was always anxious about something, like if I was feeling sick or if I was nervous about a school project. I was always anxious, but now I recognize my sin of being anxious, and I pray to God that he would help me not to dwell on things in life, but to look to him in all situations. It wasn't until I was around 12 years old when I started thinking about my sins. One day I was reading my Bible in Acts 1:10 through 11, which says, "And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. They also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.' This scripture really got me thinking that Jesus would come again. This scared me. That then became my biggest fear, that dying in my sin meant I wouldn't be with God forever. I wanted to learn more about Christ's crucifixion and resurrection and what Jesus had done for me as a sinner. So I reread Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When I came across John 3:16, which I had already memorized, but this was the first time I had understood what it meant, which says, 'For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.' I did not want to die in my sin because I knew I wouldn't be with God. So after realizing God sent his Son to die as a perfect sacrifice for all who believed in him, that is when I truly wanted to devote my life to Christ. After I had read my Bible, I prayed that God would forgive me of my sins. By God's grace, he has been helping me with my fear of man because I desired to be baptized. God calls us to repent and be baptized as believers. In Acts 2:38, it says, 'Peter said to them, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.' Now I find myself convicted of my sins against God, which compared to before, I was never truly repentant or convicted of my sins. I am here today because I want to boast in what Jesus Christ has done for me in my life by sending a sinless, perfect Son to die in my place for my sins."
On your repentance of sins and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, it is my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.